Hi, is this Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Anthony. It's Paul calling you back.
Hey,
here.
How are you?
Splash. Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I know when we spoke yesterday, you mentioned wanting to kind of get the details out to your partner. Were you able to do that?
Yes, and we had a couple questions.
Oh, good. Okay.
So let me get my notes here real quick.
Sure.
See. Okay. So one of the questions we had was, when we do the Google business page, are you local, by the way?
Well, we're headquartered in California.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were in my area or not, if you're familiar with the area.
Well, I am familiar with the area. I'm the pricing director for Texas, but I'm actually in California myself.
Okay, that's fine. One of the questions I had was, so the address where, you know, where our home office is, you know, work
right
out of the house, is a small town.
Okay.
Would it be
good
best to keep one of our virtual offices, like in the city of Dallas? Because I'm not sure, like, when people search for us.
Right. No, I hear you.
What's the best way to do that to come up in search results?
So the best way to do this, and you would have to actually have a physical address where you could receive a piece of mail. It comes from Google headquarters. It looks like a piece of paper folded over lengthwise. It's got the tear-off edges on it. Really not much to it, but a five-digit PIN. Google wants to make sure that you're an active business in the local area. So it doesn't have to be a brick-and-mortar location, but you do have to be able to receive the mail there. So it could actually be a friend, an employee, or someone who receives mail. And your question, I think, pertains to your service area. You want your PIN verification to be kind of the heart of your service area or somewhere where you definitely want to be found. You know, that being said, if that's not possible, you're just going to be listed city and state. There's not going to be a zip code and certainly not any physical street address. But with the Facebook ads and everything else and all the content that will be created for your company, of course, you can be found throughout your entire service area. But if you do have someone who could receive a piece of mail that is more centrally located to your service area, that would be where we would want you to be PIN verified.
Okay. All right.
Is that an option for you? Do you have a employer or someone who could receive mail?
Yeah, well, we have the virtual. Well, we could just renew it, the virtual office. And I think we can receive mail there.
Okay.
It is a physical location.
Got it. Gotcha.
I just need to confirm that if we can receive mail there.
Okay.
Let me see, we can always update that type
of information later on down the road too.
Okay. I'm gonna send this text real quick. All right, just send them a text. Okay. And let's see here. Okay, so the other question was, so leads that we get, whether it's from Facebook, well, Facebook specifically right now, let me ask this question.
Okay, sure.
So it goes to like a landing page, correct? Is that what you were saying? The Facebook ad will go to a landing page?
Well, yeah. If you wanted us to do a landing page for you instead of promoting the old GoDaddy site, it would go towards a landing page. And, of course, people would be able to see everything that you do. They'd be able to see photos and everything like that. So they also have the option just to call you directly, but there is going to be a link to the landing page too.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is, like, if there's, like, a contact form on the landing page.
Right.
Can would that information be emailed to us, or can it be sent via text?
Both. Actually, both happens. So you get both a text message as well as an email anytime someone fills out that contact form. A lot of times they're just going to call you directly. Whether they find you on Google or find you on Facebook, there is a click to call, and they can call you directly. If they do click through the website and fill out the contact form on that landing page, you do get both a text message as well as an email.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes it so you always know when someone's trying to reach out to you, whether they call you directly or reach out to you through your website. And of course, it's still that fixed flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either, but that does let you know how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, and even who to follow up with. It's all also going to be linked to your tracking and your reporting system as well, so you'll be able to see when people are filling out that contact form. So you can reference it there, as well as, of course, the emails and text messages that you'll be getting.
Okay. All righty. That answers that question. Let's see here. The other question was about the website.
Okay.
With you guys building a site. Mm-hmm. I know you gave me pricing, and then you also mentioned something about, and I didn't take very good notes on this part, you also mentioned something about, you know, after a while of us doing business with you, you guys might be able to just, like, throw in a simple website.
Well, it would be more of a custom website, you know, 4 pages, 5 pages, tabs and photos and things like that. And a lot of times we do just include that for you, kind of as a thank you for loyalty after a couple of months. So, you know, a lot of times it's included. In the beginning, we would do the landing page. That only takes us about 3 or 4 days. So at least that way you always have something. If we're building out a website for you, it takes about 2-3 weeks from start to finish. You'll always have the landing page in place as a placeholder until the website would be completed.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to do the website also. I'm just trying to figure out what's kind of the best deal we can get on it.
Okay. Let me message my supervisor and see what I can do here.
Okay.
And even so, we would want to do the landing page first, because then you'll have something within the next few days. And then then we would build out that website at the same time. Supervisor usually responds fairly quickly. So while I'm waiting for that response, did you have any other questions?
That pretty much answered them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we want to go ahead and get started with it.
Okay. I think I have just about all the information that I need here. Oh, I never did get last name for you.
Oh, my last name is Greco, G-R-E-C-O.
Okay, Mr. Greco, G-R-E-C-O. And then I've got the email address for you, anthony@easyhomeremodel.com. Easy Home Remodel, that's the name of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And we did currently have an address that I know you don't want us to promote, the 3121 Creek Bend Circle.
Right.
Okay. But you don't want that address promoted online. It would just be kind of the address that we have on file, and then you were going to check and see if
I'm going to re-up on the virtual office, and so I can get you that address.
Okay, that'll work. That'll be fine. Okay. And then just for my notes here, when we contact you regarding your account, most of the time it's going to be by text or by email for longer pieces of information, something that we would want you to have for your records. We'll email you. I think it's a text and email. I meant text and phone call. We'll call you or text you most of the time, but we'll email you for longer pieces of information. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you?
Not really. I mean, if it's just little stuff, I'm fine with a text message. But
text,
like you said, it's longer
than I'll put text preferred here. And I'm putting in the notes that you'll get back to us with the business address, which you don't have to do right away. We'll be scheduling that follow-up call with our technician for a little later. If you've got the information then, great. If it's after, that's okay too. So I actually requested for my supervisor, since I kind of mentioned it, that sometimes we do include the custom website later on down the road as kind of a reward for loyalty. And since you definitely did want to do that down the road at some point, or even sooner, I asked if he would allow me to include it at no additional cost. And he did say that he would do that. I mean, I've been with the company myself for about 9.5 years. So usually when I ask for something, most of the time, if it's in reason, he sees the wisdom in my request. So we would be able to include that custom site for you at no additional cost. We'll talk to you about different options for you, like the layout and things like that. We might even do a separate client interview for that. And like I said, in the meantime, though, we'll use the information from the initial client interview to do that landing page for you. And we'll get all the information out to you for you to send us photos and things like that. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things, one being to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We do call it a client interview, and we do schedule it by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And the other thing that I'll do, and this is also required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. And because we're Google Premier Partners, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that we're reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time subscription, that in this case we're doing both the landing page at no additional cost, and then we'll also get started pretty quickly here on that custom website at no additional cost as well. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. After that, we'll take a look together at that client interview calendar to get everything set up and squared away. So if you remember from yesterday, we were able to reduce the cost of the service from $599 down to $299, and to reduce the cost of the setup fee from $299 down to $99. So it's just going to be $398 to get started, and then every month after that, it would be $299 moving forward, again, on a month-to-month basis. All of that will be included in that voice verification. Before I do that voice verification and get that recording started, Anthony, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work for you?
Give me one second. I'll tell you what it is.
No,
just got to pull that real quick.
Sure.
It's a Visa.
It's a Visa. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my partner's name.
Okay. And how does that name appear?
It's Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
Last name, F-A-R-N-O-U-S-H.
All right. And then you said that was a Visa. That should start with a... four, they all do.
Yep.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 4427 4221
Okay.
2695 2392
And the expiration month and year?
10/26
10/2026 And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
626
626. So I've got 626, 626 on the back of the card in October, or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And the card itself was at 44, 27, 42, 21, 26, 95, 23, 92.
Correct.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that particular card?
It's the 3121 Creek Bend.
And that's 75048?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now give me just a quick second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Anthony. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?"
Easy Home Remodel.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Anthony Greco, Regional Manager.
Okay. And then as the regional manager for Easy Home Remodel, Anthony, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you provided, you are also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that people who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out, contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Anthony, do you... That's fair enough, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, and as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we do ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. Now, of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Sure.
Perfect. Yeah, we will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online since customers won't be coming to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with both the subscription and setup fee reduced, with it being a month-to-month service, with the landing page as well as the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, that's the 5th of January, in the very reduced total amount of $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of $299.00. Anthony, the $299 is an exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's never any taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. my company will incur the hard costs of running and paying for the Facebook ads, as well as we are including, in this case, a landing page at no additional cost, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, as well as the construction, hosting, maintenance, and updating of a custom website that we will build pretty much right away. Of course, we're going to get everything else started in the meantime. It is a month-to-month service. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause your service if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do that by simply contacting our client support team. One that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that we would contact that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Greco, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know I've got you on here as a authorized point of contact. Did you want us to have your partner on here as well? So, meaning if we can't reach you, we call him. If you want him
fine.
To call us. Okay. So, let me get that name again here and the phone number. It was Frederick. I can't access it right now, the other page. And that's Frederick, right?
Yes.
Okay. And his last name again?
Farnoush, Farnoush.
That's right. And then what is Frederick's phone number?
214-809-1286.
1286. So I've got 214-809-1286. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Now, in the next couple of minutes here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It is going to have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Once again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It looks like I've got 4 o'clock available, if that works out for you. If not, I can try and see if they can squeeze you in at 5, although that is looking a little bit congested. Otherwise, we may have to look for tomorrow. But if 4 o'clock works for you, it would be sometime between 4 and 4:30 that we actually call you, and then it would take about 25, 30 minutes after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer. That works at 4? Okay. So
that's fine.
We'll schedule it from 4 until 5, still enough time at 3 o'clock an hour prior for our automated system to send you the reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 4. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, if I am available when our client interview technician, whoever is available first to take that call at 4 o'clock, I usually get like 4:05, 4:10, whatever it is, 4:15, I get like a minute heads up. I'm about to call your client. Are you available? And if I am, if I'm not on another call, then I'll be part of that call just to make sure that I answer any questions you may have before I introduce you and hand you over to your client interview technician. If I am on a call, they'll just call you directly, again, sometime between 4 and 4:30. But just in case I'm not on that call, and, of course, for your security moving forward, I did want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection. If it's not you or if it's not Frederick calling in, we'll make sure that they've got at least the answer, if not both the question and answer. And if anybody calls you telling you that they're with Local Splash or with Google, first of all, they need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. It may even be me calling you. But if it's somebody else, they need to know my name and both the question and answer unprompted. Your options here are your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do the city.
And what is the answer?
Independence.
Independence. Okay. Missouri, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, and then Frederick would know that if he calls in.
Yeah.
So I have to type it in twice. Okay. So you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our
I did get a text. Yeah.
You did. Okay.
So, I haven't opened my email yet.
Okay. So the text that we're looking for is the initial invoice. You may have also received the welcome text. I wish they didn't.
Yeah, I got a welcome
right away.
I got a welcome.
Okay. I wish they kind of waited on that one. But it does go out about the same time. But the one that we're looking for is Local Splash initial invoice. It should be either by text or by email. If you open up the email, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you can access that or if the text message came through, that I think goes to right where we need it to go, which is the Local Splash terms and of experience. Talking about the services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Well, I didn't get a text about that, but I'm logging into my email right now.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I got the invoice.
Okay. So if you click on the click here, that's hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services, Google Business Profile Optimization, of course.
Yep.
That's pretty much everyone's main focus. We'll also mirror the content on Bing. It is only about 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing over Google. But still a lot of people want you to get those opportunities as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. The landing page, we are including that as well. Facebook ads. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a box that says that you are an authorized user of the card. We want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, you can either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears, so it's case sensitive, just the space between first and last. If you copy and paste it, just don't copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Mr. Greco, that does a couple of things. First of all, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's that fixed flat rate, that we reduce both the cost of the subscription as well as the setup fee, et cetera. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card or get that process started and also to do the initial NAPW audit. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I did. So I did that, and now it took me to the page where it's asking for a username and password.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're getting that request, the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it, neither which is true at this point, but it is asking you to log in for that purpose. But in the next couple of days, it's going to be the same dashboard portal that you're seeing right now, but in the next couple of days, you'll receive by text and email both a username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like, although a lot of people never change it, and that's fine too. I can give you the username. That has already been created and it cannot be changed. It is, though, the number that we are speaking on. Area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the 769-831-7400. That's your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing, but that's going to allow us to easily forward the content to the right department. But you can send anything and everything there. When we do the client interview a little later on, we'll give you photos at localsplash.com if you want to email the photos team directly, but anything and everything can be sent to the support email. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available in that 4 o'clock hour, I'll be part of that call just to speak with you briefly. But if I'm not, you know, I definitely didn't want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. But you have a wonderful rest of the day, and hopefully we'll talk sometime shortly after four.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you too, Anthony. Thanks a lot. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.